from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, October 6th. Just ahead, Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows has today's deeper dive into last night's 13th congressional district debate between Republican incumbent Rodney Davis and Democratic challenger Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan. But first, these headlines. As mentioned, the candidates for the 13th District congressional seat debated for the first time this election cycle last night in Champaign. Incumbent Republican Rodney Davis and Democratic challenger Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan spent much of the hour-long debate arguing about health care. Dirksen-Londrigan repeatedly mentioned Davis's votes to repeal the Affordable Care Act, with Davis contending that he's always fought to protect people with pre-existing conditions.
There's absolutely no way that I'm going to support a plan that's not going to include pre-existing condition coverage. Quit lying.
And yet you did.
Davis supported the American Health Care Act in 2017, which would have replaced the Affordable Care Act. That bill passed in the House of Representatives, but came up one vote short in the Senate. According to factcheck.org, that replacement bill would have still guaranteed coverage for pre-existing conditions, but would have allowed insurance companies to charge some people with those conditions higher premiums. Illinois Public Media, WCIA-TV, and the League of Women Voters of Champaign County sponsored last night's debate. We'll hear much more about that debate from Jim Meadows in just a few minutes. Governor J.B. Pritzker is calling a lawsuit filed yesterday to derail his signature tax plan desperate. As Hannah Meisel reports, the suit alleges that voters are intentionally being misled in an effort to change Illinois' flat income tax system to a graduated structure.
The libertarian-leaning Illinois Policy Institute is part of a coalition seeking to defeat the ballot measure put to voters this fall. If approved, Illinois' constitution would be amended to allow for different income earners to be taxed at different rates. But a lawsuit the group filed in Cook County Court alleges voters have been given misleading information on the amendment via voter education pamphlets sent to Illinois households from the state. Among other allegations, the suit claims the change would open the door to taxing retirement income in Illinois, something Pritzker has repeatedly said he's not in favor of. The lawsuit also cracks open the possibility of a bigger legal challenge to the validity of the vote. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Illinois will require residents to swap out their current smoke detectors for ones that have a 10-year sealed battery. The requirement does not become law until the end of 2022, but state fire experts are urging residents to make the change now. Phil Zaleski is the executive director of the Illinois Fire Safety Alliance. He says residents will save money in the long run because they won't have to replace batteries every 6 months, which is the case with the current smoke detectors.
It just gives the homeowners peace of mind. For 10 years, that smoke alarm is going to protect their home and their family before they have to do any replacement of that new smoke alarm.
Zaleski says the new detectors are now on the market and should cost around $20. Champaign County health officials announced 62 new COVID-19 cases yesterday, with the county's total now surpassing 5,000. There are 375 active cases, just slightly more than yesterday. Six people are currently hospitalized with the virus, and in total, 24 Champaign County residents have died. Four of those deaths were reported within the last week. The University of Illinois Urbana campus reported 7 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. That's the lowest single-day total since August 16th. The positivity rate from tests conducted on Sunday fell to 0.16%, and the 7-day rolling positivity rate dropped to 0.28%, both the lowest since students returned to campus for the fall semester. 4 additional cases were announced in DeWitt County and 8 new cases in Piatt County. Officials say cases in both DeWitt and Piatt counties are still spiking, and officials there are encouraging the 3 W's: wash your hands, watch your distance, and wear a mask. Still to come, we hear more on last night's 13th congressional district debate between Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan and Rodney Davis from Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows. That's next on 217 Today.
IllinoisNewsroom.org is your source for news about education, the environment, health, politics, and more from WILL. Now you can receive our stories directly in your inbox. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at IllinoisNewsroom.org for stories you can't find anywhere else in Central Illinois. Another service from WILL, your source for quality, trusted journalism.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Republican Congressman Rodney Davis and his Democratic challenger Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan talked about health care, the COVID-19 pandemic, racial justice, and a lot more in a one-hour debate broadcast live last night on WILL Radio and TV. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
It was a debate heavily seasoned with talking points. Both Davis and Dirksen-Londrigan have collected plenty of them, some dating back to their previous 13th District election contest in 2018. That's when Dirksen-Londrigan first established a major theme of her campaign, framing a call for access to health care in the context of her son's battle with Rocky Mountain spotted fever.
And I know every day of my life that if we had not had access to good medical care, I would be a mom of two and not three. And if we hadn't had good insurance, it would have bankrupted our family. So making sure that every person has access to quality, affordable care is my number one concern.
Another Dirksen-Londrigan talking point is mentioning Congressman Davis's vote for a failed attempt to repeal the Affordable Care Act 3 years ago. Our 12 votes, as the Springfield Democrat described it last night, Davis said all but one of those votes were procedural ones that didn't affect the final outcome, and they were in service of a Republican replacement bill he says would have preserved a key provision of the ACA.
The one vote that counted protected pre-existing condition coverage for every single American because it's personal to me. My wife's a 21-year cancer survivor, and every single time Betsy Londrigan and her corporate PAC-funded allies like Big Pharma come after me and they say that I want to get rid of pre-existing conditions, that's an attack on my wife. It's an attack on my family.
Linking his own health care proposals to his wife's battle with cancer is one of Davis's major campaign themes. Another is promoting bipartisanship. The Taylorville Republican said a lack of bipartisan planning was the real reason for the Trump administration's slow progress against the coronavirus.
Not one time in my 7.5 years as your congressman has anybody come to me and said, we need to address a national stockpile issue. We need to work on pandemic response. That's got to change in the future. And that's why I've introduced a bill to create a coronavirus commission to Monday morning quarterback this thing to death after it's over.
For Dirksen-Londrigan, the failure belonged to the Trump administration, which she says failed to coordinate with state efforts.
Well, with no national plan in place, states were pitted against one another, frantically trying to figure out where they could get protective gear for their essential workers, where they could get testing, how they could build it. We have to do better, and we can do better, and we should have done better.
Dirksen-Londrigan said the nation could also do better in the area of police reform and racial justice. The Democrat called for more police training to handle interactions with people with mental illness or addiction problems, but also so officers could identify their own implicit racial bias.
We have to address the message, though, that has been brought up by the protests because it's so important. It's about knowing and seeing that racism exists in every corner of our society.
Davis said he saw the same problems and believed they could have been addressed by a Republican bill that Democrats quashed in the Senate.
There is a role for Congress to play, which is why I co-sponsored a companion bill of Senator Tim Scott, the only African-American Republican in the Senate. And it's my opponent's supporters, Senator Durbin and Senator Duckworth, that voted not to even allow that bill to be debated. Many of the issues that she just brought up would have been addressed by passing that bill.
Davis and Dirksen-Londrigan debated from podiums placed 6 feet apart in the WCIA studio. Davis had pushed back against plans for debating from remote locations, insisting that the two candidates meet in person. The reporters asking questions were linked in from remote locations in Decatur and Springfield. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Rich Egger, and Jim Meadows. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.